I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free. Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 1-800-200-GOLD. That's 1-800-200-4653, or go to LindellGoldRush.com now. When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new 4-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He is the greatest. The My Pillow guy. Mike Lindell. And he's been with us right from the beginning.
We're going to have a great show tonight. I'm going to be on Flashpoint, and we're going to be airing it right here live. That'll be I'll probably talk for about 15 minutes here, and then we'll go right into Flashpoint in Progress, and I join them at about the bottom of the hour. So, but I wanted to get on here and give you all updates on a lot of the great things going on. We're heading to Las Vegas, me and myself and the Supreme Court team of experts and lawyers. We're going to be leaving Wednesday morning, and we get to Las Vegas. And the first thing we have is the sheriffs, the constitutional sheriffs. It's a whole event. It goes, I believe, about 12 hours, and we're gonna have it on here, right here on Frank's Beach. You can watch the whole event. I know I'm going to be speaking, I think, sometime later afternoon. And then the next day, we're having an event. This is the one the next day. This roundtable discussion, everybody. This is the one on the 18th, and this will be live here on Frank's Beach. It'll start at 4 p.m. Central Time to 6 p.m. Central Time. And this is a round table with Steve Bannon will be the moderator with all the experts and the Supreme Court lawyers. The great Kurt Olson, Pat McSweeney will be there, and I'll be there on stage. We'll have, this is all about the case at the Supreme Court that, by the way, everybody, on the 19th, it's being considered by the Supreme Court. They either are going to accept it or not accept it, which brings up what I'm going to tell you next here. So today, you might have seen it in the news. I don't know. I haven't looked yet, but they've been calling me all day. My cell phone case that was at the Supreme Court was supposed to be considered on April 19th. Well, kind of weird. Today, they denied it. They denied the cell phone case. So that one... we have to bring back to Minnesota, and that'll go back to the original judge. We're not giving up on this. This is ridiculous. This cell phone case, everybody, we still don't know why they took it. We don't know the legal grounds behind even taking it. They don't know what they took it for. They never said when they're ever going to give it back. So I took it to the Eighth Circuit in Minnesota, which, by the way, what they ruled then, Pat McSweeney, the attorney, said in his 56 years of being an attorney, he said he's never seen anything like this case in history. He said they went against every precedent that's been set, which was everywhere. All the precedents that was set out there, that was all laid out in the case, and they still went against that. And I said, well, how do you explain that, Pat? He said, well, Mike, he said, it's very simple. It's lawfare because of your name, Mike Lindell. That's it, everybody. And I said, well, so we're going to take this back. So the Supreme Court wouldn't accept the case. So now when we go back to Minnesota, he said, what's our next move? He says, well, we're going back to the original judge, which the Eighth Circuit in Minnesota said we could do. So we wanted to take one shot at the Supreme Court first. Now we're going back to that original judge and say, hey, why did they take the phone? We have the right to know why. You took my livelihood. You took my children, my grandchildren's pictures that I haven't been able to get back. And nowadays, everything's wrapped up in a phone. All my businesses, everything are. And they didn't say why they took it. They've never said when they're giving it back. So hopefully this judge will at least reveal this, and it will make him reveal this. Why? You know, a very simple question, why? So we got that going on. We also have, I'm going to pull up my phone here. I've also seen an article in the news. I'm going to pull this up because you're all going to get behind this. Peggy Jude, she is in... Cochise County in Arizona, and I made a promise to her a long time ago that I would help her out because all she was doing her job as a worker with the county. And back when they questioned the certifying the election of 2022 in Arizona, she's been nothing but attacked. And then I seen an article. I haven't heard of anything about it for months and months, probably since I've been back with Minnesota trying to keep my pillow from being completely decimated. They've been taking more tax than any company in history. And but Peggy, there was a news article that came out in Arizona, and I read it, and it said she just felt very disappointed that she wasn't getting any support. And I texted her and I said, Peggy, I did not know anything that was going on down there, which is everything usually comes up through me, but there's been so much I haven't heard about this. And so I text Peggy, and we are going to be helping her. She was in tears, and I said, you know, this is Mike Lindell. I was completely unaware of you needing help. We have the funds to support you, and I'm so sorry that I was unaware. Can we talk this afternoon? She said, thank you so much. I'm now in tears. And one of our people on the ground happened to be with her at that moment in time. And he texted me too. And what she's had to go through, I guess she had recently lost her husband and many things, but just to be attacked, like she's being attacked on there, like many people that are standing up for our freedoms, it's disgusting. So we all need your help. I'm doing a call right now to help Peggy. So anything that's put in right now to the Lindell Fund, the lindellplan.com, go there right now. You can go there right now. And I think we have a phone number too. See if you can find the phone number if we have that graphic. Otherwise, go to the lindellplan.com, everybody, and please donate right now. Help us out. You have the Supreme Court. There it is right there, everybody. Call the number. This is going to help Peggy out. It's going to help her. We need help for our Supreme Court case. And we also need help. We are launching the biggest drive in all 3,143 counties. That will be within 2 weeks, everybody. Within 2 weeks of today, we're going to announce that in Las Vegas when we're starting and what we're going to be doing then. And we'll announce that. I'll do that, my show live from Vegas in a couple of days here. And with that money, we're going to need money for that too. We've come this far. We are winning on every level. We can't stop now. We need your help. Donate now. There's where you can send your checks. There's the 1-800 number. I got operators standing by. We need your help. Peggy needs your help. There's many more like her. And I gave her a promise that we're going to get her help that she needs tonight. So please, everybody, help out. Let's see, what's another update? I just told you we're announcing with On the Ground. We're doing On the Ground. That'll be within 14 days, all 3,143 counties. We're going to leave no county behind. There's also another clerk. And this one I found out too, this is in Shasta County, California. I'm going to try to reach out to them because I heard that they were short money to do a recount, and maybe that is passed, but I did not get that message either. It didn't get to me, and so this is why it's so important that we all communicate, you guys. Everything goes through. You guys can check out, get involved with the Cause of America. That's the best place where I'm going to hear things. So you can get involved with the Cause of America. Go to causeofamerica.org. Go get the Frank Social app. In fact, go to the App Store now, everybody. Go to the App Store and get all the apps, all the Mike Lindell apps. Frank Social, Frank Speech, the Courage app. You're going to need that. Get all these apps. We need your help now. Now, I'll tell you, MyPillow, we're here to stay. My voice, they're not going to destroy MyPillow and steal my voice. We are going full speed ahead into this win that we're going to get to save our country. So everybody get involved, please donate, get those apps I told you about. Before we go to Flashpoint already in progress, and remember I'm going to be speaking there in about 15 minutes. I want to tell you what's been going on at MyPillow. Remember, MyPillow is the most attacked company in history. There is no other company in the history of the world that's been attacked more than MyPillow. We've been debanked. They're getting me on Flashpoint. So why don't you guys get the specials if you can. Use the promo code L77. That's L77. Use that promo code for the $25 extravaganza. Go there, you guys. Go to the MyPillow website and just have a ball. Get everything you can to help out my company and my employee-owned company. There's the original MyPillows there, $25, king or queen, don't matter. We've sold over 83 million of them. 83 million. They work. They're the best pillows in history. There you have the four-pack dish towel sets, $25. Go a little lower. Sandal slides and slippers as low as $25. You got the six-piece towel sets. You guys, we're running the ones. We have two kinds of towels. This is our six-piece premium long staple towel sets. And you're going to save 50% on those. They are made out of Shapir cotton. It's the finest cotton in the world for towels. And You guys check them out, the six-piece towel sets. Next to that, you have the two-pack. These are the Go Anywhere Multi-Use My Pillows. This is what I just got back on a trip. Two of them for $25. You got the American flag. You got all the patriotic ones. With God, all things are possible. Once you keep scrolling down, this is, by the way, Jimmy Kimmel did a big skit on me saying, keep scrolling down. That was kind of funny. My Pillow 2.0, buy one, get one free. That's the lowest price in history. That's got the cooling technology that we got last year. And then now we have the My Coffee available at My Pillow. The My Coffee is saved 50% on your subscriptions. It is the best coffee ever. There is no coffee that even comes close. I don't care. Anybody call me. I guarantee it. 100% guarantee it'll be the best coffee you ever try. You can try it. My Coffee. It's awesome. It's a small brewery in Miami, but these guys are so... When did my due diligence, the best coffee ever. And so I had to private label it. It was awesome. If you go down a little further, go ahead and go down further. We've got them. Blankets, $25. You guys, the $9.50, those white men's slip-ons, that was the mistake the factory made. So they're, rather than send them back in exchange, they said, no, just sell them out. Just sell them out, they said. So there's no... markup whatsoever. There it is, $9.50. Free shipping on orders over $75 for all of My Pillow. So why don't you breeze by these next guys? I want to go down to the bottom here. I want to stuff we don't get to. Then we have the beds right there, and then we have many of these open box specials. These are things that come from our outlet store. You can find it there, like $39 robes and all these great specials, you guys. $25 beach towels, $25 dog beds, $25 couch and recliner pillows. What I do there is I got tired of pillows. Oh, they look beautiful, but you can't lay on them. You can't sleep on them. You can't. So I thought, you know what? I want something that looks good on my couch or chair, but I wanted to have the MyPillow patented fill. There they are, $25. If you go down a little further, keep going all the way to the bottom. When do we go to the bottom? There's the beds. There we got the My Store. You got the bathrobes and so on. So, you guys, I'm gonna get off here now. We're gonna be joining. We're gonna go to a quick commercial, and then we'll be joining Flashpoint. I'm gonna get on with them right now. So connect on. Please help out. Use that promo code L77 at MyPillow.com, or call 800. I think what is it there? I can't see it. You guys can see it on your screen. The phone number. But and then please help out the LindellPlan.com also. And we'll see you on Flashpoint.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Meet Jim and Mary, a seasoned couple who have weathered the storms of life and have witnessed the evolution of our great nation. Today, they embark on a journey that's as important as any they've faced before, exercising their right to vote. They belong to a generation that built this country, fought for its values of faith, family, and freedom, and now they worry if their votes will truly count. But fear not, Jim and Mary are members of AMAC. As AMAC members, they can rest easier knowing that AMAC is at the forefront, fighting to reduce potential election fraud. AMAC stands tall, advocating for voter ID, opposing ballot harvesting, and scrutinizing the risks of mail-in ballots. Stand with Jim and Mary, join AMAC today, and let's preserve and uphold the values that make America strong. because your voice matters, and so does your vote.
In the heart of Las Vegas on April 17th, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association invites you to a day of enlightenment and action. Join us at the Ahern Luxury Hotel from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. for a pivotal training and press conference. Together, we can confront America's crisis with peaceful and effective solutions. Featuring key voices like General Flynn, Sheriff Richard Mack, Mike Lindell, and many more respected speakers, this event promises irrefutable evidence that our nation and its foundational principles can be preserved. Whether you're a media candidate, elected official, or a concerned citizen, this gathering offers a catered dinner, specialized training sessions, and a press conference with international and national media presence. Secure your spot by April 12th for just $49. Space is limited. Remember, media, candidates, and elected officials can attend for free. For more information, visit cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org. America is calling for her defenders. Will you answer?
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
And you break their fingers first, big around will shut its mouth because it knows they get it next. But I would not be 24 hours if me, I would take out that nuclear capability if it was up to me today. And me brother, too. That will say some things. That's me though, you know what I'm saying? You can tell I'm a little irritated about it, but my God, these people will do these things.
They will.
And so what are you gonna wait for?
You're
so
right.
Some children to die when they don't have to?
That's right.
Makes
That's
sense
right.
to me.
All right, well, I wanna show this because I think this really says a lot. And Mark, and I see you, Pastor Hank, I know you got a comment. But I think this is really interesting to me. So after Iran had launched hundreds of drones and missiles, what do you think the people of Iran would do? Well, they went to fill up with gas. Look, you're seeing, that's a shot from Iran, people lining up to get gas at the gas station. What do you think, Mark? Is that them expecting a retaliation really fast, or the gas drying up?
Oh, yeah, that is what they're expecting. And people expect that perhaps Israel's going to go after the oil refineries in Iran and shut down their economy, infrastructure hits. So people are very concerned, and rightly so, they should be. And Israel's going to have to do something serious to show that it can and will respond to such an attack.
Yeah, amen. All right, Pastor Hank, I know you got a comment, but I want you to pray over this Israel and Iran attack and all the people that are involved. Go ahead.
All right. Well, let me make a very quick comment. I think what we have to remember is, you know, I ran into somebody who said, well, what are we going to do? This Biden administration, you know, if you bless Israel, you're blessed. You curse them, you're cursed. We're in trouble. I said, wait a minute. What about all the seeds that President Trump sowed towards Israel during his administration? God counted that. And we're going to see preservation. So we need to get on the side of faith and not on the side of fear. I want to also say this. Marilyn Hickey taught me something because she's been to Iran and even China. She said there's a lot of praying Christians in Iran and in China. And God said something about Iran. He said, you will see as a sign that the veil upon the women's faces shall come off. And when you see that happen, get ready. Iran would raise their head and begin to come against Israel. This is all documented prophecies. And God said, but when you see it, I will use it to honor the praying church in Iran as well, that there is going to be a regime change and a great shakeup that'll happen in Iran. And it's about to happen in China. Father, Psalm 121, we hold you to this, the God who does not sleep or slumber. You said, said, you are the God that keepeth Israel. And so we pray that you would keep Israel by the power of your hand and by the angelic hosts of heaven who are at your command. And we pray that you would release wisdom now to those in Iran or those in Israel right now, that there would be the wisdom of God, that they would be led by your Spirit to know exactly what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And God, it shall be with great force that shall back off the bully and that Goliath spirit and bring down these principalities and powers that desire to bring the Middle East, but the nations into war. We speak and declare that the enemy and his power is restrained and bound, that he will not be able to preempt war. We pray for your mercy and lastly, your grace and preservation of all innocent involved, even in Iran and other countries, but also Israel. May you bring the breakthrough. May you bring the divine preservation that is needed at this time, that we will see the peace, your peace, shalom, over Jerusalem, over Israel. And God, do not let the people be brought to fear, but to faith as we look up, for our redemption draweth nigh, as Yeshua taught us in Luke 21. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, earlier Amen. In the program, we were talking about Jerry Savelle, and Kenneth Copeland talked about him winning people at Pismo Beach was his first assignment. Well, with us tonight from California, Rick Reyna for Rally Ministries. You know, Rick, we were going to have you on to talk about revival happening in California. I really don't believe there's a better night than when we're celebrating Jerry Savelle's homegoing to talk about a revival right back in California where so many things happen. Tell us what's happening there.
Hey, Mr. Gene, so good to be with you here on Flashpoint. Yes, I'm telling you, Dr. Savelle sowed a seed when he was here in Pismo Beach, and I went with him one time to Pismo Beach. The spirit of revival is in California. God is looking for a people, Gene, that would stand up. I like what Brother Jesse said right now. Somebody that will stand up and do something. Somebody with some guts. Well, Gene, God has called our ministry, Rally Ministry, this year to stand up and do something that other people are not doing. Gene, we're holding 6 Rally Californias. A Rally California is an event where we literally come into a city, a county, and we bring in all the churches, all the pastors for a one-day festival. And we're doing 3 things, Gene. You know, last year, Gene, you and your wife, Terry, came to this one that was in Chino, California. And we're declaring 3 things. Number one, people need to get saved. Lost man, this is your day of salvation. And the second thing we're doing, Gene, is telling the sick man, today, healing has come to your city. Now, I'm excited about the third thing that God has called us to do. God said to raise up our voices and begin to declare the righteousness of God in California. God said we're going to flip California from the blue to the red. But we're going to do this, Gene, by rising up as the church, coming together, not fighting each other, but standing up for righteousness. And this is what we did last year in 2023. I'm excited, Gene. God spoke to us to pull the team together again. That's right. Here we go. In 2024, we're rolling out the trailer, and we're gonna flip this city to the righteousness of God.
Amen. Amen. All right. So that's in California. If you want more information, they can go to right there, rallymen.org. Rallymen, there's the cities. Let me explain something. And thank you for mentioning, Terry and I were there last year, and there was something different. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to California. Is anybody, do they really care about Flashpoint? You know, because you can't get much more conservative than us. And, you know, I was encouraged by how many people. I said, man, look at this. There's a whole lot more people here standing up for righteousness than a lot of us and the rest of the country think. This is why California is so important. Jesus Revolution, remember that movie? The Jesus Movement, so much of it birthed right there in Southern California. But you're going all over California. You got Indio, Redlands, Placenta, Carson, Chino, Carson. Bakersfield. I'm listen, if you're in California or at Arizona, any of those neighboring states, you need to get to those. Find out more information about it. Rick, are you excited about this?
I tell you, Gene, I'm excited because we got to do one of these last year, and you were there. And I thought it was a one-night deal. You know, God said, do an outreach again. So he gave us the idea, Rally California. But the day we did this rally last year, right when I walked on the stage, he said, oh, by the way, tell the people next year you're doing six of these. I said, God, six of them? He says, yes, and I will give you churches and pastors that will back you up. And you know what's amazing, Gene? It's election year.
Yeah, it is.
Somebody needs to stand up for righteousness. So we're literally going throughout California, and we're telling people not to vote for a candidate, but to vote righteousness. I like what Brother Copeland says, our vote is a seed. So we're traveling throughout California. We're going to stir the people up to start voting righteousness. And maybe you and Terry could come back and help us do that.
Oh, we'd love to. We'd love to. Thank you. Rick Reyna, rallymen.org. Find out all the information. Help support it. Even if you don't come, help them evangelize California. We're going to see great things. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come up, you know, he's going to try and come out of his shell a little bit. But hopefully Mike Lindell will have something to say after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Meet Jim and Mary, a seasoned couple who have weathered the storms of life and have witnessed the evolution of our great nation. Today, they embark on a journey that's as important as any they've faced before, exercising their right to vote. They belong to a generation that built this country, fought for its values of faith, family, and freedom. And now they worry if their votes will truly count. But fear not, Jim and Mary are members of AMAC. As AMAC members, they can rest easier knowing that AMAC is at the forefront, fighting to reduce potential election fraud. AMAC stands tall, advocating for voter ID, opposing ballot harvesting, and scrutinizing the risks of mail-in ballots. Stand with Jim and Mary. Join AMAC today. And let's preserve and uphold the values that make America strong. Because your voice matters, and so does your vote.
8 years ago, we developed and launched the best bed sheets ever. Since then, you've all enjoyed the best sleep of your life. And to thank you all for your support, we're bringing you our bed sheets for the lowest price in MyPillow history. Get our seasonal flannel sheets for 50% off. They're near
second half. I want to talk real quick about the book, Flashpoint and Revival. There's a section in here where he wrote about decisions. And listen, if there's any decision time, it's right now. Not even mentioning the election. There's a lot of decisions to be made. I want to read you this one little piece. Oral Roberts once said, a miracle is either moving towards you or it's moving past you. Along the same lines, Hebrews 2:1 says, therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we've heard, lest we drift away. That's in the New King James. There's no sitting still in the kingdom of God. I must have been like at a Jesse Duplantis meeting. There's no sitting still in the kingdom of God. And whether we catch the miracle coming toward us or whether we get close to the Lord or drift away, it's dependent on our decisions to do. So, pick up your copy of Flashpoint of Revival. This is a very current book with what you and I are going through in America and how America affects the world. get your copy. You help right there, govictory.com, FP Revival. Jesse, you believe that, don't you?
I believe everything. It's just really the truth. I mean, you know, you got to understand, we should never, ever limit God on anything, spiritual, physical, or financial. In every way, shape, or form, if he's the God that he says he is, and he is, he says, ask anything in my name. That's St. John 14, verses 12, 13, and 14. That's St. John 14, 14. He said, and I will do it. And people say, well, according to his will. Listen, you said that. He didn't say that. He said, ask anything in my name. So I believe everything that's in that book, and what Brother Roberts was saying, yes, let me tell you, there's a miracle in your mouth, and we are catalysts for miracles, and all we have to do is really something very simple. Believe it. That simple. Don't complicate it. Just believe it, and it'll come to pass.
All right, there you go. I think you need to get the book. Go get the book, yes. Would you? Flashpoint of Revival.
Get the book.
There it is, Flashpoint of Revival. The Third Great Awakening and the Transformation of Our Nation. I'm going to get your copy. All right. Here we go. Mike Lindell, where have you been?
I've been busy.
Tell us, give us an update. I know you got some news. Please.
Yeah, I've been so busy up with my pillow. That, you know, we're the biggest attack, I believe, on any company in the history of the world. But we're getting through, everybody, by the grace of God and help with all of you out there. Promo code FLASH, by the way. What's going on, everybody, right now, great news on a lot of fronts. The Supreme Court is going to be, on April 19th, this week here, they're going to be considering the big Supreme Court case we have with the machines, where it all started back in spring of 2022, when I was going state by state to get rid of these electronic voting machines. And this case now is all the way to the Supreme Court. Remember, they threw it out on standing in Arizona twice, and they sanctioned the lawyers, including Alan Dershowitz, who's a Democrat, but Alan's a coward, and he went the other way. But our great dogs, attorneys, Kurt Olson and others, pushed it to the Supreme Court, so that's where we're at. And what they found, because they kicked it out on standing, this is very important, we were able to add evidence to that. And one of the things we found last November from two different groups coming in after almost a year of investigation, inside these machines are decryption keys. It's like having a bank vault with the combination on the vault, or if you have my ATM card, I write the password on the back. Or any computer, say, here's the password. So this is really something, because the government deemed our elections critical infrastructure, and this is perfect timing. These nine justices, they have families, and this they know. We have to save our country. And I believe they're going to look at it, and they're going to consider it, and they're going to take it in. And I'm praying it's a 9-0 vote, because it's just common sense. Another thing that came out, Gene, today in the news, my cell phone case, which was also at the Supreme Court, that got denied today, everybody. And what does that mean? Well, that, as you all know, my phone was taken away about a year and a half ago at a Hardee's in Minnesota, and they never told me why. I said, well, if it's for January 6th, I want to go there. I want you guys to arrest me. I wanted to get the word out. I didn't care, and I don't. And the FBI went, no, this ain't about January 6th, and we're not going to arrest you, but we're taking your phone. Well, they took it. So I took it to the Eighth Circuit in Minnesota, and those judges made a horrible ruling and did not get my phone back, or did not even find out why they took it in the first place, which we still don't know. My attorney on that, Pat McSweeney, said in his 56 years of being a lawyer, he said this is the only case he's had that is so bizarre that they went against every precedent that was set, which was hundreds of precedents that they put in this case across the country, and they went against it all. And I said, well, how do you explain that, Pat? And he said, Mike, it can only be explained in one word, lawfare, and your name, Mike Lindell. They want you silenced, and that's it. So I don't want everybody, that's all over the news. I don't want anybody to confuse that with the big case. Yes, I want my phone back, and I want to know why they took it. So we're bringing that back to Minnesota to the original judge, which the Eighth Circuit said we could, and we're going to find out why they took it in the first place. You just can't go around taking people's livelihoods just because I have a big voice and can tell everybody and fight this to the end. The other people don't have that luxury or don't have the resources or the time to do this, but it's taking a lot of time, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it. It's disgusting. The last thing of the news, everybody, is we're going. I'm flying all the experts to Las Vegas from the Supreme Court case and the lawyers. We're having it's a two-day event. First day is all the constitutional sheriffs in the country. That's on the 17th. We're going to live stream it all day long on Frank's speech. And that's every sheriff has their power at the county level that we're working with. At that level, we're going to go to all 3,143 counties, by the way, with my teams, from the county up. We're going to leave no county behind to get rid of these machines and go to paper ballots and count. The next day, April 18th, we're having a roundtable event and a big press conference, even CNN showing up, and this big roundtable event with the experts and the lawyers from the Supreme Court case, and Steve Bannon is going to be the moderator. And believe me, he'll ask the tough questions. He's still not totally a machine guy, as he says. So it's going to be a great week.
My suggestion is leave your phone with somebody else during all of that, with CNN and everybody there. Mark Meckler, help us at home to understand what possible valid reason would there be to keep his phone or to even take his phone.
Yeah, I don't think there is one. And I think there was one. They would have stated that there was one. And I was with Mike shortly after they took his phone. I remember being at an event with him, and he was pretty frustrated because his entire business, like so many of us, is run out of his phone. That's where all his contacts are. That's where his email is. And so they had that. They got into all of his stuff, and they've never said why. This is an outrageous abuse of process. We saw the same thing happen to James O'Keefe, a journalist. They broke into his apartment, took all of his computer equipment, never told him why, never returned it. This is straight up, as Mike said, lawfare of the worst kind. And it represents a fall of the republic if we don't do something to stop this.
That's right. You know, Pastor Hank, this is what we see Mike continue to go through time after time after time again, is just like when we saw people that attended January 6th, and either some didn't even go in and yet they're being held. Others went in and turned around and walked back out. This is the America that we're suddenly dealt with, Hank.
Well, and I think we have to look at what happened in Judges 5 when the nation was choosing new gods, taking shortcuts. Somebody rose. Deborah arose as a mother in Israel, and God used her to absolutely set the nation free. And I think about a prophetic word that God said before this decade. He said the decade would start off harsh, and then we would wind up in the rest. And look at what God does. He chooses a man, Mike Lindell, to arise at this time, just like Deborah did. And notice what God did. The Lord used the word rest. He takes a man, Mike Lindell, and starts a pillow fight, so to speak. In other words, they started a pillow fight. God gets in the fight, I should say. But guess what, Mike? All of this that you've been standing for is going to bring not only yourself, but this nation into rest. And it's no coincidence that God gave you a wonderful, wonderful pillow company. I love your slippers. I love your pillows. But you're going to go watch from the pillow fight to the pillow rest. And yeah, I think you are forerunning it right now on behalf of what God is going to ultimately do in this country. And God and I and others in this nation, thank you for entering into that fight for our country and for our children and their future. We are coming into rest.
Yeah, amen. Now, Mike, as this unfolds, we want you to, you call me, you let me know, we'll put you back on because everybody wants to know what the latest is. Anything that comes up, we can continue to keep America up to date with Mike Lindell, we want to do.
Well, thanks, Gene. And please, everybody, keep the prayers that those nine justices, that they will accept this case. I mean, this is, it's gone on too long where no judge in the United States has looked at any of these election platforms based on merit. And it's about time. You said, government said our elections were critical infrastructure. Well, those nine justices, please, we pray that they will accept the case and look at it. So thanks for having me on, and I'll keep you all updated.
All right, before you go, Jesse Duplantis, would you pray for our friend Mike Lindell?
Yes, I certainly will. Father, I thank you for Mike. I thank you for his conviction. I thank you that he's believing, he's standing on the word of God, and he's looking at the biggest devils this country has. Father, I ask you to grant him favor, yes, because you put him in the business of rest. And you can't sleep good unless you got a good pillow, and everybody knows that. So, Father, I ask you to grant his request, because it's a anything. That's St. John 14, verses 12, 13, and 14. Lord, let these justices accept this case, and God, open their minds to see what this man is trying to do. And that's just simply to do fair elections in every which way, shape, or form. Father, I decree it, I declare it today, and I call Romans 4, 17. I called those things would be not as though they were, for Mike Lindell in his business and his endeavors and everything. And any money that was stolen from him through and have to pay for lawyers, bring it back 100%, Lord, because he's doing your work. He's doing your work, and he stood up when no one else would. And I thank you for it, and I believe you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Jesse. Thank you, Mike, for coming on.
Thank you.
All right, speaking of other cases that are crazy, let me show you this, Greg Jarrett's latest Trump case. Watch.
You know, but I must tell you, I've never seen such a tangled, torturous prosecution that would be brought against no other person except Trump. It's punitive, it's politically driven, brag, contorting the law, taking a business record misdemeanor barred by the statute of limitations, and magically inflating it into 34 felonies, as Eric Schahn pointed out. To do that, he had to attach it to a supposed election law violation. Well, it's not. Federal Election Commission investigated, and they said this is perfectly legal. It is not a campaign donation. The DOJ concluded there's no crime here. But, you know, enter Alvin Bragg, who's charging under federal law, even though he's a local prosecutor and has no jurisdiction and authority to do that. But the judge is letting him get away with it.
All right. Let me follow up with this with a quote from President Trump. He said, no matter how hateful and corrupt the communists and criminals we are fighting against may be, you must never forget this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you. Give me get your thoughts, Mark Meckler, on this whole little deal there with Trump.
Oh, look, this is one of the most outrageous abuses we've seen in prosecution. A former president being prosecuted under a law that doesn't apply to him and a law that doesn't make what he's doing into a crime. Alvin Bragg has never prosecuted this crime before. No one's ever prosecuted this crime before. It's invented, and it is specifically intended as election interference.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, when you see the election interference, Jesse, this is a problem. It has not, the liberal left wants this to go away so bad, and they're just trying to hurry up. If they can make time go faster to November, they would. But yet we've got a few months here to get things back to paper ballots. But what do you see in the next few months? What do you think we're going to see with all of this?
Well, I tell you what, I think that this nation is in turmoil, completely turmoil. What I'd like to know is, they always say, and I hear it on all the stations, that no one is above the law, and President Trump is not above the law. Well, let me ask this question to people, just to think about this. You know, the Supreme Court said that shut down giving all this money away to students. And I understand this, everybody students wants their debt canceled, you know, for colleges. Yet President Biden is just ignoring that. Has anybody ever thought to maybe ignore this Bragg guy? You see what I'm saying? Now, that would shake up the world. Yeah, that we're a country of laws. Well, tell that to the president, because the Supreme Court said he can't do that. So how come he can get away without doing it because he's president and President Trump can't? So I think what's going to happen is we are rushing through a cliff. Now, either we go over the cliff or we stop before we fall. And it's time for the American people to stand up. I'm talking about on both sides, because if they'll do it to a conservative, they'll do it to a liberal. It don't make no difference. It just depends who's in there. My point is this. I really think that, God is calling people to stand up and do something. And, you know, we talk, and talk's good. Real quickly, I never forget when I was about 12 years old, I had a bully come in my face. And I was scared of him. I was 12 years old, and he was a big boy. And I thought he had had four guys in his little gang. You know, I was raised on the streets of New Orleans. To make a long story short, he's slapping me around. And finally, I just had enough. And I did what King David did. I hit that sucker right in the head. And when I did, he went down. And the four guys that belonged to him came to me. You see what I'm saying? I'm not bragging about that. What I'm saying is we got to do something other than talk. And if we'll do it all as one, if people will stand up, if every conservative stood up and just say, enough is enough. Y'all trying to destroy this man, and that's talking about President Trump and his family. You can't do this. And, you know, we're a country of laws. Don't misunderstand me. I believe that. But sometimes there's such a thing as civil disobedience. It's time to say this, and everybody knows this is wrong, but everybody's talking and not doing nothing. Talk's cheap, ladies and gentlemen. We need some action here. And I mean, I just do what you have to do. And, you know, like they took Mike Lindell's phone away. Have you ever thought, I ain't giving you my phone. We'll take you to jail. Well, no, I ain't going to jail. Well, we'll shoot you. Well, hey, I got a gun, too. You want to talk? You want to dance? Now, I know that sounds hard. I know that's crazy. But what's happening is they don't care because nobody stands up for something. I'm tired of talking. And once I hit that big bully, that old boy became my friend.
That's right.
I'll never forget that long as I live. So that's what I mean. I don't want to break the law, and I don't. I observe the laws of the United States. But when they're wrong, they're wrong. And if they tell me I can't preach no more, I'm going to preach. Well, you'll go to jail. Jesus went to jail. I don't care. I'm going to do something. You know, a fight you want, fight you're going to get, because that's what's going to happen, see? And once people understand that we are the United States, we are the people, not them. They work for us, see? So we even have control on the money if we just go to the banks and get it. It would shake this country to its shoes. And I'm not saying do that. What I'm saying is, but eventually, we're going to have to do something instead of just talk.
I'm Gene Bailey, and I approve his message.
Thank you.
Pastor Hank, we need, it's got to start with the church, and it's got to start with pastors. And I know that I'm still in shock. I keep thinking, I know we're making headway. But then it seems like as soon as I find out we're making headway, then, you know, there's somebody that does something really stupid at a church, and it's the pastor usually, that's showing that he's not a leader at all. If anything, if he's not woke, he's leaning woke, and because they're trying to protect their offerings. At least that's what it seems like. Speak to that. You're the senior pastor. What do you do?
Well, I just love Jesse's commentary tonight. I totally agree. We have got to stand up and we have to make a difference. I quoted to Mike Lindell when I was talking about Judges 5, and that's one of the things you see in Judges 5, verse 2. Watch this, Pastor. It says, when the leaders of Israel bravely led, the people willingly followed. Here's the thing we have to remember when we are called as pastors or leaders. We are called to be servants. And if you're going to be a servant, you have to take on what Jesus did in the book of Philippians. He made himself of no reputation. If you're concerned about your reputation, you will never stand for what is right and what will cause ridicule or those to hate you or threaten you or such. The other thing is he began to humble himself. And I think there are some of us that need to humble ourselves and realize that in order to keep our country in the hands of God and in the hands of moral rightness, we're going to have to humble ourselves, serve God, and serve our country regardless of what they threaten, regardless of what they call us, because ultimately we have God's backing. Lastly, Pastor, if I may, you had the thing about President Trump. You know what's going to happen? I'm telling you, when they turn the heat up 7 times hotter for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, guess what it did? It produced the fourth man, like the Son of God. The more they keep turning up the heat against President Trump, against those in our country who are standing, it's going to continue God's divine intervention, and he's going to release his righteousness and his justice. And never forget what God said about these indictments, people. Watch this. He said they'll be like feathers, and one by one, they're all going to begin to fall. And we've seen it, and we're going to see it going forward. So stay strong, speak right, use your faith, and watch what God will do to show up in the times when it seems like the heat has been turned up hotter.
All right, I want to show you this, a couple of pictures here before we go off the air, just to show you the difference. I did not you know, I think Jason found this. I just think this is amazing. All right, let me show you what President, this is President Trump when he was president. And you notice how everybody's around the table there, the cabinet, and they're looking at each other, and their nameplates are all facing out, straight out. But now let's look at Joe Biden. All those names are facing Joe Biden, so he can remember the names of everybody there. Now, this is where inevitably I get upset because somebody said, "Well, he's too old to be president." Age is not the issue. The ability, the cognitive ability, is what I have issue with. And bless his heart, he's got some issues, and I'm really trying to understand the Democrat Party, why they would think this is somebody that we should get behind, Mark, to for another 4 years. Do you believe it's going to make it that, or do you believe, like Rick and I do, that somebody else will be there like mid-June?
No, look, it's possible somebody else is going to be there, and I don't believe the Democrat Party believes it. I do believe that there are a group of people around him, including Jill Biden, that are actually running the country, and it is in their best interest to keep him propped up. They want to keep their positions. They like the power. They like the policies they're pursuing. And they really have no opposition in the president. He doesn't have ideas of his own anymore. And so they're in control. That's human nature. They have the power. They don't want to give up the power.
Yeah, amen. I don't. All right. Well, it's the big show. We're enjoying watching it to see what happens. All right. Remember to keep watching here. Victory Channel, Victory News, and of course, Flashpoint. We'll stay up to date on everything happening with what's going on in Israel. You can always count on us to bring you the truth every day at noon and 5 Eastern time. And of course, 3 nights a week right here with Flashpoint. Let me say this. If you would like, this network is a...
You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He is the greatest. The My Pillow guy. Mike Lindell. And he's been with us right from the beginning.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup, to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen, use the promo code, and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes